1270 The Buzz welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada, hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
A very good afternoon to you on this very last day of another year, 2011 coming and going today. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, JP. What do you think? Wow, this year's gone fast.
It does seem like it went fast. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Another year down, we had a lot of challenges and a lot of really strange stories for us from all over the world. We did gain some insights. We lost some of our most beloved this year. And we're going to gain about 40,000 new laws.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
In the new year. We'll talk all about that. It's a big night all over the U.S. and a lot of parties and countdowns. So I thought we'd just do a countdown like everyone is doing. So I thought we're going to do it too. Of all the big topics that we talked about on Broadview throughout the year.
Okay.
Okay. You up for that?
I'm up for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Wow. I actually had Tiger Woods here, but I know that was last year, right? I can't even remember. I'm getting my year so mixed up.
That was pretty much last
year, big sex scandal thing, and now he's making a comeback.
He's finally starting to golf again. Hey, we're talking about sports. Look
shaking
at this.
Shaking off. Shaking off. You consider golf sports?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Like bowling.
Wow.
Okay, so I've got the top stories, top hot topics that I can remember, and you've got some there, too. So we'll just start with the list. The main one, the big one, the wedding, the royal wedding.
Oh, no. You think that's the big story?
It's not the big one. We're counting down to the big one.
This was
a major thing that the world was looking at. Prince William, Duke of Cambridge, Catherine Middleton took their wedding vows on the 29th of April in the Westminster Abbey in London. Prince William, the eldest of Prince Diana's sons, and Prince Charles, more than £1 million. Have been contributed to the Royal Wedding Charitable Gift Fund, which I think is really awesome.
How do you contribute a pound? What do you do, slice it off your belly or something?
We're talking the mother load here. Mother country. A pound is, I don't even know what it's worth, but that's $1 million of anything is a lot, even £1 million. But they've given all of that for the wedding party and charitable gifts throughout the country. The fund's going to benefit 26 charities, personally chosen by the Duke of Duchess of Cambridge.
She's pregnant already. That's what I've heard.
Can you believe it?
I learned that in the supermarket checkout line.
That's where you'll learn those kind of things.
That's where you hear that stuff.
Also, what's going on with Lindsay Lohan, you'll hear all about that there. That's how you find out all the big gossip stuff. But it was a beautiful wedding, and the world watched, and now they're set and on their way. That was a big story for us this year. Also, of course,
And what was her nickname? What is it?
Katie.
Pippa.
Oh, Pippa.
Or is that her sister? Okay,
I
shouldn't even talk about this stuff.
Do not get me mixed up here. If you don't have your facts straight, don't chime in.
I was asking. I wasn't putting out a fact.
Also, one of the main things, of course, we were all talking about and watching was the Arab Spring. It actually began with the demonstrations in Tunisia. It rapidly toppled the longtime strongman, spreading like a wildfire. The Arab Spring protests sparked a revolution in Egypt that ousted Mohammed Hosni Sidgig Mubarak.
Sigig, huh?
Sigig.
Okay,
Sigig.
You got that pronunciation right.
He's a former Egyptian politician that we've all heard about now, a military commander. He served as the fourth president of Egypt from 1981 to 2011, following the assassination of President Sadat in October of 81 by a jihad cell in the military. Ousted this year in a history-making demonstration of the Egyptian people, the trial for the ex-Egyptian president Mubarak resumes in Cairo, and it started on Wednesday, and he faces murder charges, lots of murder charges. They wheeled him out of the emergency vehicle, and he's still flat on his back. And some think that he's just playing it for all he can do. What do you think?
You think he's
happen?
Faking it? I don't think.
Yeah.
He's
what do you What do you think is going to happen to him? You think he's going to have a heart attack before all this string him up?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I really care that much. Do you?
Do you know what at all they do about murder over there? Will they just put him in prison forever, or will they actually firing squad?
How can you
can
you answer that question? It's a brand new country just being taken over by Muslim radicals. They can do anything they want.
Do anything they want. That'll be interesting. Still watching that, but that was a main story. And then, of course, following that, Muammar Colonel Gaddafi. He was the official ruler of the Libyan Arab Republic from 1969. to 1977 after seizing power in 69, he abolished the Libyan constitution of 1951. He established laws based on the political ideology, and Gaddafi and his forces lost the Battle of Tripoli by his own people's hand in August. He was captured alive and searched by members of the Libyan National Liberation Army after his convoy was attacked by NATO warplanes as Sirt fell on October 20th, 2011. He was taken, beaten, and killed. Major thing we followed. Sadistic.
So what kind of message do you get out of this Arab Spring? What do you take out of this?
I take out of this that people are sick and tired.
I know, but
they want newness. They want something new. They want to rule themselves. They're sick of one man stating how
they're going to live. But look who they're voting in. They're voting in people who are even worse than the ones they overthrew.
I don't know if they could be any worse.
It's a reminder that most revolutions, even when they take over, end up being unsuccessful because the new people are as bad or worse than the old people.
But it also shows that if they keep persevering, they can topple whatever they want. So they will just keep on toppling and toppling, hopefully.
I don't know.
And I do believe the young have a whole new idea of what the Middle East should look like.
Then why are they going in and voting for these radical
theocrats? Well, I don't think they have enough information. They don't have enough information yet, but I think that is all going to come about. I think this is the beginning of something different anyway for them.
That's an American attitude. We have a great feeling about revolutions because ours worked out well. But, you know, just a couple years after ours, the French Revolution turned into a mess where the tyranny was worse than the tyranny under the King of France. So,
but eventually, what happened?
Eventually, well, that was
okay. Democracy,
a century later. So,
all right, well, it's good. Look how long it's been taking them. Look how long. This is a long, long process for the Middle East. It is. It's a long process.
I tend to be more pessimistic about it.
I know, about everything.
hey, wait a minute.
No, but I do see changes. Change is good, no matter what.
No, it's not. If it's change for the worse, it's not good.
Oh, you got to say that getting rid of Mubarak and getting rid of Gaddafi is making changes. I mean, It looks very messy, but I think they're on the right road, and I think young people are going to make those changes.
I think they're headed into a dark age. I'm sorry, that's just what I think.
God, what a cynic.
I don't have to be happy just because it's New Year's Eve. They're voting in Muslim radicals to lead them, they'll never have freedom again.
They don't have many choices right now, but I think they're on the path to rejuvenation.
They want something different.
Yes, they do.
That's the only optimistic thing you can say.
Well, and the good thing is that you can always know that young people can get it done. It may take centuries. It may take lifetimes. But at least things are changing over there. Some things. All right. So that. Yeah.
If only they would get some of those revolutionaries over there in North Korea.
Oh, my gosh.
Those poor people
that
are starving over there, and yet they're weeping for their last dictator.
Crying. I know. I saw it on TV. I was just floored. The thing was, it was mostly women.
I don't know whether they're faking it or they really are distraught.
Did you notice it was mostly women?
No, I saw men too.
There were some men too, but it was mostly when the camera went from woman to woman to woman to woman with her mouth hanging open. Woman to woman.
Oh my gosh! The man who's been starving us is dead.
Yeah!
Crying
out loud.
Woe
is me. Well, you know what? It's the truth. When you know nothing different, you know nothing different.
The power of propaganda. These people are fed 24/7. They thought he was a religious leader too. I mean, they worshipped him. Is that sick?
I don't know. Do we get all the information? Do we get the correct information? I mean, I would like to see America all of a sudden become kind of Northern Korea. Just shut our gates, shut them off, and start over in a way. So I don't know. We don't really know. We only know what the media
feeds
us.
Sound like a Ron Paul voter.
Thank you. Hey, he's coming up in the polls. I saw that in Iowa anyway, right? That's a scary
thing. I'm going to
have
to apologize on my website for the first time since my website started.
Well, hey.
I'm going to take Ron Paul off the recommended list, and I'm going to explain why.
Later.
So that's coming up this week.
Yeah, we'll do some of that later. You can break the news right here live on Broadview. Another interesting story that we all went through this year was Julian Paul Assange. He was, of course, the Australian publisher, journalist, media, and internet entrepreneur, as he likes to be known, media critic, writer, computer programmer, and political internet activist. He's the editor-in-chief and founder of WikiLeaks and is accused of illegally accessing thousands of classified documents and videos and leaking it to the whistleblower site WikiLeaks. And his source, of course, was the U.S. Army Intelligence Analysis, Bradley Manning, who's going to be on trial and could spend the rest of his life.
So I'm not quite clear what Assange did that was wrong. I mean, he's not the one who stole the secrets. Bradley Miller did. Is that his name, Bradley Miller?
Yeah, Bradley Manning.
Manning, that's it.
He stole the classified information on a CD that was labeled Lady Gaga.
Right.
Yeah. And he's now sitting in a courtroom facing life in jail. Julian Assange may face espionage charges in the U.S. for going ahead and leaking the information.
But he didn't do it in the U.S.
He leaked it. He is the one who put it on the website.
But he's over in Europe, so how can he be a...
He leaked our secrets. So
I don't get it.
So we're holding him responsible.
Well, we can do that all we want.
Yeah,
we can
try
that, but it has no...
We can try.
Shouldn't have any effect on his life. He's over there.
You just watch what happens in this one. You're really naive on this one.
I think I am. You know I don't like secrets. I like anybody who spills the secrets.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Transparency is good, but I think we're moving towards a more transparent, but we got to get through all the ook first with people turning on everybody. I mean, that's the crazy thing with all this. I mean, who's the one? Bradley Manning, he says he did it because he's gay
and people were picking
pissed
on
off
him.
And people were picking on him. So he turns and retaliates like this. I mean, that's...
Mm. I just don't see that much harm in it. I'm sorry. It's not like they were giving away the secret to stealth bombers.
Well, did you read the
nuclear warhead secrets or anything like that?
He started some bad stuff over there. He started some bad saying the Afghanistan, the ones that were helping us in Pakistan. I mean, he did. He did some stuff.
The stuff.
I wanted to hear it, though.
the bad part of that bad stuff is that what the government was doing, not that the secret was revealed.
But here's the thing. If you're in the U.S. government and you have classified information, you are not allowed that information.
Okay. So
that is illegal.
So try and punish Bradley Manning.
But
Julian Assange didn't do anything wrong, as far as I can see.
I feel the same way, actually.
He's a journalist.
I feel the same way. He's a journalist. He's releasing information. You know, they never crucified Andy Rooney.
Look at the Pentagon Papers. You remember the Pentagon Papers?
Right.
Nobody tried to put New York Times on trial for publishing this stuff. They just wanted to try the man who gave him this stuff.
So how did they get away with this then?
I don't know.
Down his website and all that's been going on here.
Well, so far they haven't done much to him. He's just sitting in a nice mansion, twiddling his thumbs, waiting for the U.S. government to try to extradite him to the U.S.
Which he'll fight.
Yeah, he's fighting it like crazy.
Whatever happened with the case of the assault and rape? Did they drop all
that? Yeah, whatever did happen to that.
So we don't know. Does anybody out there know? I don't know. I haven't heard him back in court. Yeah. I haven't heard anything about that.
The trouble with rooting for Julian Assange, like I do, is he's kind of a jerk. If you listen to him talk, and some of these rape allegations, he's not the coolest guy in the world.
But. I don't know. He should be angry. You know, he should be angry, and he is.
Some of his former associates at WikiLeaks went and started their own website.
Yeah, their own site. Have you seen that site?
Yeah, I used to visit it once in a while.
Yeah, well, it's not as interesting as WikiLeaks, I'm noticing. Okay, well, what we're going to do here is we're going to take a little break and we're going to come back because we are looking at all of the hot topics of 2011 right here on Broadview. Please come back with us.
1270, The Buzz. The Buzz.
If you're going to finish big, it might as well be with the biggest savings of the year during our Big Finish Clearance. You will not find lower prices anywhere.
Right now, Don Weir's got 100 all-new redesigned 2012 Ram 1500 Express Hemis. Loaded for just $27,000 even. That's another $1,000 less than our current sale price this week only. And that's $10,000 less than normal deal retail. That makes it the best truck deal on the planet ever. Remember, these are fully equipped Ram Hemi V8 Quad Cab 4x4s. Complete with dual exhaust, fog lights, even 20-inch wheels. There's more. This week only. 2012 Dodge Journey crossovers are reduced by another $1,000 to just $25,000. Even save over $7,000 off normal dealer retail for the most value-packed crossover SUV in America, featuring all-wheel drive and third-row seating at no extra charge. But hurry. These prices end on Sunday, New Year's Day at 6 p.m. Period.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
All financing, OAC, taxes, dock fees not included. Prices after all rebates and factoring sent. Ram sample stock number 212145. Journey stock number 212132. Total savings are off dealer asking price. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
As if parents don't have enough to worry about these days, there's been a growing trend of kids having their identities stolen. Fortunately, Identity Guard KidSure now makes it easy to help protect your child's identity. KidSure uses patent-pending technology to search and monitor thousands of online data sources for information related to your child. If information is found that could be potentially harmful, you'll be alerted to it quickly. Even better, KidSure costs you less than $5 a month per child when added to your Identity Guard membership. Learn more about KidSure at identityguard.com.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And thank you very much for joining us on this last year, the last day of 2011. Last year of
don't
what?
Say last year because next year's
well,
2012.
According
know.
To the Mayan calendar. Well, right. we won't get into that.
Let's not get into that.
JP, my co-host, and what we're doing is just kind of talking about the top stories from the year. We've got more stuff, too. We've got about 40,000 new laws that are going to go into effect starting tomorrow. And those are interesting that we'll talk about. We've lost some of our very loved people we'll talk about. And what else?
Well,
you've got the top 10 grossing movies.
Your misspeaking would have been a perfect segue into what's his name who predicted the end of the world twice this year.
I told you to stop calling me up on the carpet, JP. People don't like that, you know? Don't blow up my mistakes, honey. Don't do it. Well, one of the top stories this year, of course, was Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. She's an American politician, a Democratic member of the United States House of Representatives. And January 8th, since January 8th, 2011, Giffords was a victim of a shooting near Tucson. She was critically injured, shot in the head when an assailant opened fire outside a grocery store during a meeting with constituents. 13 people were injured. 6 others were killed in the shooting, among them conservative federal judge John Roll. The congresswoman miraculously survived a gunshot wound right straight to the head, point blank. And, of course, she's been undergoing extensive physical and speech therapy in Houston for the past year and doing fantastic. Just a good ending to what the Looney Tune Jared Lee Loeffner tried to do. And right. I hear nothing about him. Yeah. I hear nothing
well, you know
about what they're doing with
him.
Well, you
know how long it takes to go to trial in this country. I can't figure it out.
Is there just so much news going on that they can't keep us updated with that?
I don't know. Why does a trial have to happen a year after the event? I don't get it.
Well, what's that speedy trial thing
yeah,
we all talk
that
about?
That in the
that
Constitution?
Never happens. never happens. Nothing is speedy.
The trouble is, I think half the time it's the defense lawyers who are asking for the delay. So you can't ask for a speedy trial and then ask for a delay at the same time.
Yeah, they got a lot of information to gather. We're the prosecution. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to gather up together.
Come on. He's on film walking up and shooting
people. I know. Come on.
What is there
What's there to mull over?
What is that, 10-minute trial?
Well, you've still got to give him his rights. His American rights.
Of course, you know, I've been called a mean man numerous times since my column saying she should resign from office.
I know, but she's making a comeback. How
but she still can't
that?
Speak. She's still not in Washington, D.C. Why do people
speaking.
Think they own these positions?
She is speaking.
A couple words.
She even went in and voted.
Okay, one time.
Well.
And they probably told her how to vote. Now, that is not an actual functioning congressperson.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I don't see where there's any harm.
How long are you going to wait?
I'm going to wait until she recovers.
If it's 10 years, you're going to go without a congressperson for that district for 10 years?
We talked about that when we did the story on my show, and we said there should be a time limit. And there should be. But there isn't one. So I don't know what's